Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. All the time. Not just when we have been good, right? All the time. Boy, bless the name of the Lord that He's good to us all the time. Wouldn't you say? Praise His holy name. It is so good that God is gracious and wonderful and faithful to us, even when we haven't been faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Welcome everyone to the house of the Lord. Amen. Welcome to your daddy's house, and welcome all of you joining us right now online. I go by Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center in Randallstown, Maryland. Praise the Lord. And right now, we are getting ready to dive into the Word of God, and I want to get started right away. Can we?
Yes.
Yes? Let's pray. Lord, we love You. Lord, we praise You. Exalted be Your holy name, Lord, forever. We thank You, Lord, for Your Spirit that is in this house. We thank You, Lord, for the power that we have to overcome. We thank You, Lord, for the wonderful gifts that You've given us. And I pray, Lord, that we will utilize them for the honor and glory of Your holy name. And I pray, Lord, that as Your word is being presented this evening, Lord, that You would be glorified. May Your people, Lord, hear You and see You and not me. Thank You, Lord, so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. All right. What am I about to say next? That's right.
Amen.
Amen. You got your Bibles? Who does not have their Bibles in here right now? I better not see anybody raise their hands. Praise God. We all got our Bibles. Amen. Please turn with me to 1 John. 1 John 5. Amen. First John chapter 5. We're going to read verse 4. We're going to start out in verse 4. Amen. All right. I'm ready for that, please. The word of the Lord says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world." Amen.
Amen.
Once again, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world." And what is it? What is it?
Our faith.
Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son
Hallelujah.
Of God?
Yes, Lord.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Here we see, actually I should say, here we learn the secret of victory, the secret that overcomes the world. Right here. You and I are going to come across many trials and tribulations. We're going to go through thick and thin. But right now, here is, can I just say, the secret sauce. Here is the secret formula that will overcome all of the obstacles that we face. And that is what? Our faith. Our faith. You see, the world system and the way that they have things set in place is always dealing with temptation. It tempts us. It's always trying to drag us away from the things of God and from what is eternal. And these things are designed to keep us occupied. It is designed to keep, to extract our minds from what is important to what is insignificant. Do we understand that? Do you sometimes notice how a new convert, a new believer, starts out hot for the Lord, and some time goes by, and then it comes a point where as though they become cold altogether and even leave the church? It's a very unfortunate situation. A lot of people are on fire for the Lord. A lot of people want to do things for God. But if they don't watch, by all means, the enemy can snatch all of that away. Amen? Amen? Today I read an article. I was doing a little bit of research. It wasn't related to the message here tonight, but I was reading a research how the enemy acts these days. And the person that wrote the article, this preacher, he says the enemy is perfectly fine with Sunday school, with Bible study. He's perfectly fine with church retreats, church picnics. He's perfectly fine with all these things that we do, even revival meetings. But what he is not fine with is when we fervently call upon the name of God, when we fervently pray, when we fervently humble ourselves before the Lord. Amen. You see, all these things, these church activities, men's meeting, ladies' prayer meeting, youth groups, and all these things, if God is not in it, if the Holy Spirit is not in it, it's all in vain. Do we understand that? What is the use of having all these church activities if we are distracted more with the visible that we see than paying attention to the invisible that we don't see? You understand? And this is all designed by the world system. Amen? People of the world are entirely taken up with the things of things and time and everything else. They have become the victims of passing time. The victims of passing time. And I certainly hope that us here tonight and you that's watching right now, that you don't go to church just to pass time. In the beginning of my pastoralship, I used to call this punching in, what do you call it? Punch in the time clock, right? Sorry, I got tongue twisted there for just a moment. Punching in your time clock. God does not want us to punch the time clock. He wants us to be involved. He wants us to overcome every aspect of situation that we are confronted in life. And the Word of God says that only the individual that is born of God, it is she who overcomes the world because of their faith in the Lord Jesus. Amen? That individual can rise above the perishing things of this world and see things in their proper eternal perspective. And this is very important. This is very, 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 very important. You see, having the vision, having the visual, being able to see, just as much as it's important in the carnal, in the physical, I should say, that's also equally important in the spiritual realm. And you can only activate that through your faith in the Lord Jesus. And you know, a sight of the Lord our God's glory dims any world's glory. All of that. A sight of our God, no matter what that sight is, will totally overshine anything that is out there in the world. As a matter of fact, the word of the Lord says that God's commands are not burdensome, correct? Doesn't it say that? Yes? Why? If the word of God says that his word is not burdensome, that means we can carry it out. That means that we can do it. That means that we are able to overcome. May I please have Matthew chapter 11, verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, in our opening scripture, it says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Let's look at that for just a moment. If there is some overcoming to do, that means that we are going to go through a setback situation. Maybe I should say some resistance, correct? If there was nothing for us to overcome, why would this verse be here in the Bible to begin with? True or false? Right? Maybe I'm going to ask you this question now. I'm going to ask it this way. Who in here right now is not going through something at this very moment? If my daughter wasn't distracted, I'm pretty sure she would raise her hand. All of us are, in some way, shape, or form of another, are trusting in the Lord for something. Are we not? I myself included. As a matter of fact, I have a list. Those things don't bother me. It does not steal my peace. It doesn't steal my joy. It certainly does not steal my sleep. It doesn't. And the Lord knows I'm telling the truth. Before my God right now, there was a time when there were certain things that kind of kept me up late, but I still slept well, but I went to sleep worrying about certain things until the Lord reprimanded me for that and told me to chill out. Like, he almost told me to chill out, but he told me to, like, calm down, right? Like, to me, that means chill. Because it's not worth it. Whenever I start, what's that saying that you said to me, that you shared with me last week about fear? That's right. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Yeah, love it. I'm gonna write that down. Right? Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Now you put that on a t-shirt. Praise God. Did you get that from Jesse, right? Jesse the Planets, yeah. Jesse has all these cool, great, illustrative sayings that, you know, really, really get you going. And it's so true. Amen? Don't think that for a moment that God will tolerate our faith to be contaminated. Not for a moment. Amen? And he gives us this assurance, and he gives us this promise, and this promise is this: for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen? All I have to do by faith right now is put on God's yoke at this very moment. You see, this is the principle right now of victory. Victory resides in every single person that is born of God. Have you been born again?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, by all means now. This is your right. This is your inheritance. This is your portion. This is your right. As a son of God, as a daughter of the living God, this is our birthright. Because you've been born again. What comes against your birthright? In the flesh, in the carnal. Say it again. If you don't claim, that still won't come against your birthright. I guess I see where you're going with that. Like, if you don't know about it, right? If you don't claim it. But none of us have an excuse of not knowing right now your birthright. Let it be right now official. This is us. Every such person that has been born again, you have overcome the world. You have. May I please have 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and have what? Man, we have overcome. That's not overcoming. I mean, I don't know how else to illustrate this. I don't want to jump around and have some props in my hand right now. I don't need to have any fireworks or whatever the case might be to get you excited about the things of God. It starts on the inside right now and you receiving the word of the Lord. And this is his word, little children. You have overcome. You are of God, little children, and have overcome all of that. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is out there in the world. Amen?
Amen.
All who have been born again, you have overcome. You have overcome. Your faith in the Lord Jesus, by which you were regenerated, constitute a victory over the world system, automatically constitute a victory over everything that is going on out there. You do not need this, you fill in the blank. You do not need that, you fill in that blank. Just those two things. Let the Spirit of the Lord speak to you right now. You don't need it. You need more of the Holy Spirit. You need more of God. That is what's going to overcome. That is where your victory lies right now. Amen? You see, it is the enemy's utmost, priority, agenda to blind the nations. To put blindness on the people out there in the world. And even in the house of God. That is his job. He is the father of lies. And we, the body of Christ, ought to know better. We ought to know better. The enemy right now is running circles around the world right now. The world right now is under fear. Is under doubt. Unfortunately, there are people in church, there are ministers who are right now on the edge, on doubt. They don't know what to do. They are saddened. This is the work of the enemy. Let me show you 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, please. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. And here's what we ought to understand. Whose minds, the God of this age has blinded. who do not believe. And I love this part. Lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. You see, this is why we have church services like this. This is why we have church meetings and Bible studies just like this. The gospel of the Lord is being shown on the people. This is what we are doing right now. You are feeding your inner man. But you see, this is the work of the enemy, and that is to veil, it is to blind people. And we ought to be cognizant of that. You see, who is it that overcomes the world? Question mark. Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And all of your stock, all of your faith hinges on that. In believing in his power. In believing in the power of his name. The power of his blood. That will overcome. Time and time and time again. With these words, John affirmed that a believer is a world conqueror, utilizing his faith in the Lord Jesus. And that is you and I. That is every single one of us who believe. The question right now is, do you believe? Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe?
Yes.
Amen. I want to give you right now Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through verse 37, that says this. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? And here's the list. Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? Let me read that list for you once again. Tell me if any one of these things will separate you from the love of God. Tribulations. Distress. How about persecution? Hunger. Nakedness. Peril or sword? Boy, a quarter of the church is like, no. Come on, folks. Verse 36, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But verse 37 says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen. You know, you don't hear a whole lot of preaching on all of these terrible things that people can go through and have gone through and are going through today around the world for the gospel's sake. Because many preachers, don't want to discourage the saints, and they don't want to drive people away, and they don't want the count to go down, because many people might say, well, this is just not for me. It's just not for me. No. I'd rather be Catholic. I'd rather be this and everything else. Absolutely not. You see, even when we face all these things, we are more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus Christ, through him who loved us. That is a guarantee. This is a promise. It is a promise for every single one of us, if you have been born again and if you believe. Amen. This was going to be my final verse, but every opportunity that I have to finalize things with the words of our Lord Jesus, it is a sheer pleasure. and an honor to present to you the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to end it at that. May I please have John chapter 16, verse 33. The words of our Lord Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, the battle is already won. The battle is already won. The Lord Jesus has already overcome the world. We are His children. We are His heirs. The promise belongs to us. The victory is ours through Jesus Christ. Let us not forget that. Amen? Let us not forget that. You know, things change. Things don't go as planned. Sometimes we hit bumps on the road. But it's not designed for us to stress out, for us to be discouraged, for us to lose hope, for us to be depressed. It's not designed for us to lose faith, question God, or question yourself. It's all designed for you to overcome. The Lord says, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amen?
Amen.
And we overcome the world through Him. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. 1 John 5:4. Amen?
Amen.
You have overcome. That's the title for this evening's message. You have overcome. It's a done deal.
Amen.
I didn't say you will overcome. You have. It's in the bag. It's done. Claim it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for this wonderful promise that is readily available for anyone who believes. I pray, Lord, against the spirit of discouragement, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. I pray against, Lord, right now, the spirit of sadness, right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray against the spirit of distraction right now by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, we claim all of your blessings. We claim, Lord, right now, all of your promises. We claim, Lord, right now, all that belongs to us. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you so very much for all that you do for us. We thank you, Lord, so very much for your faithfulness, for this power that we have, for the ability, Lord, to be able to overcome by the power that is in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that we would strengthen our faith. I pray, Lord, that our faith will grow stronger and stronger in you. May we not, Lord, be distracted by what happens on our left or on our right, but may we always look towards you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, Lord. Lord, we thank you so very much. Lord, we love you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Let us continue to praise the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Those of you online, you'll see our QR code. Click on that and it'll take you to our giving page. Please stretch your hands towards this offering as we give thanks. Father God, we love you and we bless you for this offering. We bless you for everything that you give us and bless us with so that we can bless you back, Lord. Give back to you according to your word. And your word says that we are already overcomers. Through Jesus, through what Jesus has done, and through our faith in Jesus and what Jesus has done, we are overcomers. May we never allow our faith to be altered or weakened by anything that the enemy does. Instead, may it make us stronger to stand and to stand and not be moved as the enemy tries to push us over or to interfere with our walk with you, Lord. We are yours, Lord, bought and paid for by Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.